just begin.
From 1970, that of course was Freddie King. Freddie King, Living in the Palace of the King, a number autobiographical, to say the least, but actually penned by Freddie's friend Leon Russell, who was on piano on that particular track. Freddie King, one of the great Texas blues men of his generation. And before we heard Freddie, we heard Muddy Waters, along with another very hot blues guitarist. We heard Muddy on guitar and vocals, Johnny Winter also on guitar, James Cotton on blues harp, Pinetop Perkins on piano, Bob Margolin on guitar, Charles Calmazzi on bass, Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums, recorded in Westport, Connecticut back in 1976, a track from one of four albums on the Blue Sky label that were produced by Johnny Winter back in that period, up to, what was it, around 1980 or so, I think was the last one. We're going to turn next to Johnny Winter here on KRVS, originally from Beaumont, Texas. Here is Johnny from one of his many albums. This one came out in 1992. The disc is called Hey, Where's Your Brother? Johnny Winter with Check Out Her Mama.
taken in by a pretty face. You know the beauty is on the skin deep. So play your cards right or it's free to man. We check out a mama before you say I do. Check out a mama. And just between me and you, if a mama ain't fine, you better take your time. She gonna look just like a mama on down the line.
What you doing out here? Oh, I gotta know what you. questions when all you tell are lies. I thought you knew it was over when I said goodbye. Oh, oh, what you doing out here? What you doing out here? What you doing out here? Oh, I gotta know what you doing out here. Oh, oh, no. Oh, 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 oh. What you around here.
The Pam Taylor Band from a brand new release called Hot Mess. They're out of North Carolina, out of Charlotte, actually. And Pam Taylor on vocals and guitar. Her father is the saxophonist with the band. Before we heard the Pam Taylor Band here on KRVS, we heard Johnny Winter from 1992 doing a number called Check Out Her Mama. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a collaboration between a really stellar vocalist and a guitarist of the same caliber. We're going to go back a couple of years, listen to Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. They've had another collaboration between the two of them, a recent disc out, but unfortunately Bonamassa's guitar isn't featured as much as one would expect on that newer release. The release we're going to turn to, though, is called Don't Explain. Beth Hart, Joe Bonamassa doing a wonderful treatment of a tune usually associated with Brooke Benton, a number called I'll Take Care of You.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care. I've loved and lost the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care. I just got to take care of you. I just got.
been so long. It's been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long. A mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I go to eat my breakfast in the morning, and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. So long, the copper have faded on the floor. Been so long, the copper have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
From 1951, Sonny Boy Williamson II, a number called Mighty Long Time. Very interesting performance on the blues harp and vocals by Sonny Boy. He could do hard-driving juke joint dance music or tone it down quite a bit like he did on this particular track. One of the most important of the post-World War II blues harpists, Sonny Boy Williamson. Before we heard Sonny Boy, we heard Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa from their disc Don't Explain. Again, that one came out in 2011, and they did a cover of I'll Take Care of You. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, we're going to take a quick look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, the Modern Jazz Movement will be performing at Blue Dog Cafe. Backwater 64, as well as the March Divide, appear at Artmosphere. Six String Rodeo with special guest Dustin Sonia will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. will be performing at Imonelli. Also tonight, the Yvette Landry and Richard Como playing at McGee's Landing. Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Jambalaya at Randall's this evening. Scott Allen Stagg plays Miss Banos. The Steve Adams Band will be at Posadas on Ambassador Caffrey. Kurt Boudreau plays Tokyo Sushi live tonight and tomorrow night. The Dan DeSandro Trio will be at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas will play for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café Des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon is a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow night, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys will be at Blue Moon Saloon. The Robucks, as well as Rocky and the Blazers will be at Artmosphere tomorrow. Jones and Company plays Blue Dog Café. Also tomorrow night, Jimmy Bro and friends at McGee's Landing. And the Acadian Cajun Band with Ryan Seymour will perform at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And, of course, that's carried live here on KRVS. On Sunday, Matthew Davidson and Greg Walton will perform for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Corey Arsenault will be at Randall's Sunday. Amy Bobrook will be at Artmosphere. And also on Sunday, Laura Colt, as well as the Al Berard Family Band, will be playing for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday nights are the nights for Cajun jams at Blue Moon Saloon. Saloon, and Thursday evenings, David Egan plays Charlie G's. And just a couple of minutes ago, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson doing A Mighty Long Time. We're going to turn now to Etta James from her disc Blues to the Bone. She's going to do a cover of the old Sonny Boy Williamson tune, Don't Start Me to Talkin'.
Well, I'm going down to Rosie's stop, Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Jack gave his wife $2 to go down and get some marking, get out on the street. Old George stopped. He knocked her down and blackened her eye. She came back home and told her husband a lie. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up all this signifying, got to go. Yeah, yeah. Some money to go down to the beauty shop. He honked his horn, he began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. Going to beauty shop, walking, got to get my hair in a sock. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna tell everything I know. Somebody, somebody, somebody got to go. I
guess I'm always reaching out. But all these things on my mind.
Recorded in Chicago this past February. That was Lurie Bell with the title track to his brand new disc, Blues in My Soul. Lurie Bell, the son of the late Cary Bell, a fine, fine Chicago blues harp player. And the son is quite talented himself. Back in the, what was the 70s, he ended up with, he and Billy Branch formed the band Sons of the Blues. He also worked in Coco Taylor's band for quite a while, worked with his father, and has had some discs out on his own. Lurie Bell. He was preceded by Etta James. We heard the late Etta from her disc Blues to the Bone doing a cover of Sonny Boy Williams' Williamson's Don't Start Me to Talking. And we're going to bring the blues home next. We're going to listen to the late Bobby Charles from Abbeville. From his disc Homemade Songs, here's Bobby Charles and Sonny, with Sonny Landreth on guitar doing a number called Two Blue.
Someone to hold, someone to tell me what I need to know. My days are so lonely, my nights are so blue.
Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Thank you. love and your money. You take your sugar and your honey. You take your skinny or fat. How come people like that? They'll take your house and your home. They'll take your flesh from your bone. They'll take your shirt off your back. How come people like that? They take your phone and your crop. They take everything you've got. They'll laugh behind your back. How come people like that? Sugar and your honey. You take your skinny or fat. How come people like that? They'll take your house and your home. They'll take your flesh from your bone. They take the shirt off your back. How come people like that? How come people like that? How come people like that? They'll rob you blind. How come people like that? How come people like that? How come people like that? That's the way of the world. How come people like that?
Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from their disc Delta Time that came out last year. Taysink is originally from Holland, and of course Terry Evans lives in California. They were doing a rendition of How Come People Act Like That, an old Bobby Charles tune that's been covered by a lot of blues artists. Muddy Waters has a version, Junior Wells, Tab Benoit, Luther Guitar Junior Johnson, and one or two others. That's definitely made its appearance in blues for a long time. And of course, we heard Bobby Charles just prior to hearing Hans Taysink and Terry Evans. We heard Bobby from the disc Homemade Songs that came out in 2008. He did a piece called Too Blue, and again, he had Sonny Landreth on guitar with him on that particular number. Well, we just heard Hans Taysink from Holland, and there are a lot of really good Scandinavian blues artists. We're going to turn to another one. This guy's a harp player, although he has Kim Wilson guesting on this next track on blues harp. He calls himself Big Pete. He had a disc out a couple of years ago called Choice Cuts. He's also from the Netherlands. Here's Big Pete with a number called Act Like You Love Me. A number called Memphis Boogie from J.T. Lauriston's brand new disc, Play by the Rules. Lauriston is from Norway. He plays accordion, was playing piano accordion on that track. The number was written by Victor Wainwright, who was on piano. The tune recorded in Memphis. Interesting blues with a Scandinavian flavor, and melded, of course, with some hot Memphis Boogie in that case. And before hearing J.T. Lauriston and friends, we heard Big Pete, who is from Holland. Big Pete from his disc Choice Cuts doing a number called Act Like You Love Me. Next year on KRVS, by request, we're going to leave Scandinavia and some very good Scandinavian blues and head to Texas. By request, here is Lightning Hopkins.
Once in the country, there was a little boy. He stuttered. And he stuttered so bad his mother couldn't understand what he would be talking about. And she never did know anyone to stutter but that one child that she had. So in this way of speaking, the little boy stuttered so bad the mother couldn't understand him, and he couldn't understand mother, because she would tell him, say, "Well, son, what you want this morning?" He said, "But." He's talking about butter and toast. So she said, "Well," I said, "Lord, what's the matter with my child?" So he heard her, so the little boy decided he would leave home. So he taken his little flour sack and packed his little things, he left. And he run up on a rolling mill, which was called Mr. Charlie's Rolling Mill. So the little boy get there, Mr. Charlie was working around his rose bushes. So he walked up to him and said, Mimit, he wanted to ask him his name, but the man stooped, straightened up and said, "My name is Charlie." So the little boy said, Mimit, I want a home. He said, "Boy, you can't work." He said, "Mimit can work." He said, "Well, I tell you what, I don't have time to fool with you, but I tell you what, if you promise me, I got an old bunkhouse out there in the back that you can live in. If you promise me in my meal catch a fire on one of these mornings that you see this is one block up the road, so you'll run up here and tell me that my meal's on fire, I will let you live in that bunkhouse as long as you live." So the little boy told him, said, "Me will." So last one Sunday morning, Mr. Charlie's meal did catch on fire. The little boy done the best he could to put it out, but he couldn't. So the little boy, he did do what Mr. Charlie told him. He run up there to tell Mr. Charlie about his meal was on fire. When he got there, Mr. Charlie was working around his rose bushes again. He said, "Boy, here you is again." He said, you're trying to tell him your rolling meal is on fire." So Mr. Charlie looked at him and said, "Boy, listen. Said, I told you what I got to do my work." He stooped down again and go to work with his rose bush, and he thought about it. He had told the little boy if his meal did catch a fire to run up there and tell him about it. So he said, "Look at here, boy." See, he just kept on pointing back. Said, you. He said, "Look, if you can't talk, it's a singing." And he hollered at him. He just like this. He said,
"Oh, Mr. Charlie. Your rolling mill is burning down. Middle Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Middle Charlie says you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down. Boy, I say, whoa, Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Middle Charlie said, "Boy, you'll have a home with me. Just as long as there is a day." Little boy couldn't help but cry. He walked off to himself and cried and told Mr. Charlie one more time. Told him good.
Charlie. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Let that old mill burn on down.
Lightning Hopkins by request here on KRVS. For all the years I've been doing the Blues Box, that is, has been the most requested blues tune on this program. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. You keep us on the air with annual contributions. I'd like to thank all the supporters out there, the members of Public Radio. If you're not one, we'd love to see you join the team. We can't continue to bring these types of programs to you without continued and increased support. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles, and of course we stream live audio on the web at krvs.org, and if you want to pledge your support, you can do so clearly online at that website. We're going to break for the news with NPR, and we'll be right back at 10:06 with some Slim Harpo, so do stay tuned on the Blues Box.
Support for